proof of the falseness of Christianity is that there are Christians in the world. It is the statement. There has never been such a combination of intellectual and emotional dismemberment is the only word. And at the end of the debate, the king not only awarded the victory to the Ramban, but he gave him a donation of 300 gold coins for his yeshiva, proving the king was not Jewish. The Ramban on that Shavuos held a sermon in the great synagogue in Barcelona. And he recorded for us his sermon in a small pamphlet called Torah Sashem Tmimo, God's Torah in its perfection, in which the Ramban restated to the Jewish audience the positive side of the coin, not what is wrong with Christianity, but what Jews are supposed to be. What it means to be the people of the Torah, what obligations are placed of us in the world. And the Ramban there tells his brothers that he sees bad times coming, but that they shall not waver nor falter, and should realize that the treasure that they possess is the key to civilization, the key to survival. Those two little books, the Book of the Debate and the Torah Sashem Tmimo, the sermon of the Ramban on Pesach, on Shavuos in 1267, 718 years ago, are well worth your time. They can be repeated anywhere today. They speak to the issue. And he therefore reestablished himself as the leader not only of Spanish Jewry but as world Jewry, because he bearded the lion in his den and survived. The church could not suffer such a defeat without taking vengeance. And they claimed that the Ramban's gift of freedom of speech, which the king gave him, did not apply to the sermon. It only applied to what he said at the debate. And therefore, the sermon was heresy. And the Ramban was hounded by the church so that he left Spain. And the Ramban came to the land of Israel. An old Ramban was 72 when he left Spain, and going to the land of Israel then was not an easy journey. The Ramban came to Israel. He writes that he came to the city of Jerusalem and he could not find the minyan. There were not 10 Jews left in Jerusalem because of the ravages of the Crusades and of the Muslims. So he writes that he went to the city of Nablus, to Shechem, and he met two brothers, Jews. One was a dyer and one was a shoemaker. And he convinced them to come back with him to Jerusalem. And then he went to the city of Hebron, and he met other Jews, and he brought them back. And the Ramban writes how out of his own money he saw a building in Jerusalem with four pillars and a dome, and he purchased it to be the synagogue, and he reestablished the Jewish community in Jerusalem. That synagogue stood until 1948, when our peace-loving, progressive, democratic cousins blew it up. But if you go today to the core Jewish